this grievance that a lot of brown people have that white people don't want to date them, or that white people can also use a filter on particular dating apps to filter out non-white people that they don't want to date because they want to stick within their race. Of course, every other race is encouraged, celebrated, expected to do that. But when white people want to do that, we're called racist. That's a big problem. But this Indian clown who has a rat's nest on top of his head is upset that white girls don't want to date him.
Having strict racial preferences is 99% of the time weird, racist, or all of the above.
It's weird that white girls don't want to date this poop thrower.
The first point here is that when most people refer to racial preferences, they aren't actually talking about the concept of race. When a white guy says that he's exclusively into Asian girls, he's not talking about girls that look like me with the wig on. He's talking typically about East Asian girls, Chinese, Japanese, Korean. So what we're talking about here is not really a racial preference. We're talking about a phenotypic preference or an ethnic preference.
Listen, Habib, nobody outside of your homeland cares that Indians are technically considered to be South Asians. When Americans talk about someone being Asian, we're obviously talking about someone who is Korean, Chinese, or Japanese, okay? Too bad!
But I am Asian too. Why is it that so many white people don't understand this?
We don't care. We don't want to hear about or smell your culture.
Your physical preferences did not spawn from nowhere. You weren't born liking someone's nose to be small, or their cheeks to look a certain way, or their face to be a certain shape. There are absolutely some aspects of attraction that can be attributed to nature, but a large portion of it is absolutely attributed to nurture. I'm not saying that you can control what you're attracted to, but what I am saying is to pretend as though the things that you're attracted to, the features you're attracted to, are just innocuously pointed towards this Eurocentric vector is ridiculous. It's a preposterous statement.
This country's beauty standards are Eurocentric because, in case you haven't heard, this country was built by Europeans, by white people. So yeah, whiteness is at the foundation, at the core, the centerpiece of American culture. The reason that the vast majority of humans prefer to date and marry within their own race is a little thing in biology known as assortive mating. This is the reason why ladybugs mate with other ladybugs, while dung beetles mate with other dung beetles, even though they're both beetles. Same reason why seagulls mate with other seagulls, while hawks mate with other hawks, or blue jays mate with other blue jays, even though they're all birds. So if you're a dung beetle, you can't be upset that a ladybug doesn't want to mate with you, because that's the way God made things, so that there's a clear distinction between the variety of different living creatures here.
You don't naturally believe that paler skin is more beautiful. You don't naturally believe that smaller noses are more beautiful. These are things that are drilled into you via socialization. You can acknowledge that you don't have any real control over what you're attracted to because it's this internal guttural reaction, but you can also acknowledge that those things are socialized, that those things are formed through a lens of white supremacy and Eurocentrism.
Well, since we're talking about socialization, propaganda, things being drilled into people, actually, the new norm for the last 5 years in American mainstream media has been that interracial couples are special, are fantastic, are better than normal couples. Sorry, I mean, same race couples.
Now, the second point is going to be about exclusionary racial preferences, which are absolutely racist. I could point to people who are Asian but look white but look black but look white. There is no genetic basis for race. So when you make blanket statements like, oh, I would never date a black woman, there are black women who look like all sorts of things. If you are attracted to someone, and then the thing that causes you to divert your attraction from them is learning that they're black, or learning that they're Indian, or learning that they're blank race or ethnicity, you are a racist individual.
It's not a black woman on planet Earth who looks white. You're talking about those who are of mixed race, you moron. Imagine going through all these mental gymnastics to try to figure out why it is that 99.9% of white women don't want to date you. But don't worry, Christopher Rufo, who is Conservative Inc.'s critical race theory expert, has a solution to this problem. Take it away, Chris.
I think interracial marriage is a sign of progress,
of course.
Frankly.
Heck yeah.
Like, I think it's beautiful.
Like,
I think it's amazing.
Scientifically, consciously.
Like, whoever you love, go for it, you know? But I think also America is going to look very different in 100 years. You're not going to be able to tell. You're black, you're white, you're Hispanic, you're Puerto Rican, whatever. It's going to be very complex, and I think ultimately that's going to be good.
It's going to be good, he says, if we eliminate the different races on planet Earth and just merge into one cultural mishmash. I guess it would be good if we just get rid of all the different distinct dog breeds as well and just interbreed them all until there's no differences between any of the different kinds of dogs, until all the golden retrievers are gone and all of the German shepherds are gone, all the poodles are gone, and then we only just have one dog, one kind of dog. Same with the birds, same with every living creature on planet Earth, huh? Christopher Rufo himself is married to an Asian woman, and usually I would never bring anybody's personal life into content, but he himself has been touting this as an example of how wonderful a mixed race marriage is. And obviously his kids look nothing like him. He also has a very special place in his heart for the Jewish people who he has exempted from his mongrel utopian future. So does Jonathan Greenblatt over at the ADL, who is upset that so many Jews are marrying non-Jews. And when he uses that term, he's not talking about the religion. I've mentioned this a bunch of times, but so many people just don't get it. They think that Judaism is only a religion when it's actually a religion or an ethnic group or both, because Judaism was started and is today an ethno-religion, a religion from a specific ethnic group. And while people can convert to Judaism, it's highly discouraged by ethnic Jews, and those people aren't considered to be real Jews. Even by Jewish law, somebody has to be born from an ethnic or racial Jewish woman for them to actually be considered Jewish.
We need a revolution in our community on so many levels. So look, the reality is that intermarriage rates continue to go up, assimilation continues apace. And look, I fight anti-Semitism. That is my job.
Right.
But I worry a great deal about broader questions of Jewish identity, as I think we talked about over lunch.
Imagine if a white person showed such disdain for intermarriage rates going up. They would be condemned as a white supremacist. But, of course, there's always a double standard for a certain group of people.
The Jews are better than all of us. They're better than all of us. And you need to accept that.
A special treasure above all the people on the face of the earth. That includes the United States of America.
Listen, Habib, maybe it's time to give up on the blonde-haired, blue-eyed babes and go for some of those Latinas. After all, many of them are looking for an easy green card.
The negotiation didn't have a path to citizenship. It was entirely on their terms in order to get Ukraine funding, right?
Well, I mean, Chris, that's been a failed play for 20 years. So
right.
You are right that that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe. And it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country.
Did you catch that? That's Senator Chris Murphy talking about. Now they're upset that they haven't been able to legalize the 30 plus million illegal aliens here who are the ones that they care about most, the illegal aliens. And notice how he called them undocumented Americans.
The people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country.
And speaking of the undocumented criminals that are here, another one from Venezuela has been arrested after killing a Loyola University Chicago student. And here is the alderman of Chicago saying, well, this girl was just in the wrong place at the wrong time and startled the illegal alien.
So the kids were out doing normal things people do in the neighborhood. And it sounds like this might have been a wrong place, wrong time, running into a person who had a gun. They might have startled this person at the end of the pier unintentionally. But that's
actually, the person who was in the wrong place at the wrong time was the illegal alien, because they're not supposed to be here now or ever. Which reminds me, I just released this new shirt in my online store at markdice.com, the Americans Speak English shirt. And I haven't had any new merch for almost a year, basically. I think last year I only released one new shirt. I've been really slack and just burnt out, juggling too much. Last year, after the 2024 victory, I just kind of slowed down a little bit. But working on some new designs, this is the first new one. The Americans Speak English shirt, which is a little bit different than most of the other designs. This one has the small logo on the left chest. And then on the back, as you can see, the whole back is covered. So spread the word, support the channel, head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.